Representative Smith says the Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPA, is aimed at foreign websites. Current laws don't apply to websites that are outside the jurisdiction of the U.S. But Chris Boyd says this bill could easily be applied to domestic sites and could potentially put online transactions at risk. Boyd is with Midas Technologies, a local web hosting company.
If these pass, then it's only a matter of time before some computer crime group says, you know, free tool, get around SOPA, download this and install it.
And then they hijack all of your traffic and send it to a foreign website.
And then they effectively own you.
Boyd is quick to point out that opponents of the SOPA bill are not in favor of piracy. It's just that this bill oversteps its bounds. Lanham Napier is CEO of Rackspace, a web and cloud hosting company based in San Antonio. He says there's no easy solution to dealing with online piracy. His company already spends millions of dollars each year battling the problem.
This bill will increase that expenditure by millions of dollars a year. And because the bill doesn't work, to me, that's just economic deadweight loss.
But Roger Williams points out that content makers like musicians and filmmakers go back to Congress every couple of years to get more protection from online pirates. He's an intellectual property lawyer with the local firm Andrews Kurth. Williams says content producers can't afford to go after every pirate, but SOPA would allow them to put pressure on online service providers like Visa and PayPal to stop accepting payments from individual pirates.
If you stop their ability to provide those services, then it'll starve the bad guys. That's the theory.
The Stop Online Piracy Act has already passed an initial hearing in the House Judiciary Committee, which is chaired by sponsor Lamar Smith. A House Oversight Committee hearing on Wednesday is expected to feature more technology experts who may testify that SOPA could inhibit online business. Andy Euler, KUT News.